And as early as today, the House could vote on Speaker Kevin McCarthy's debt plan, which is to cut spending in exchange for raising the debt ceiling. He already had to amend that plan around 2 a.m. this morning because of pressure from fellow Republicans, and it's still not clear if the fledgling Speaker has the votes to pass it. But today, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise sounded optimistic.
You will see us pass a bill this week to address the debt ceiling, but also at the same time to address the spending problem that brought us to this moment.
Well, but some fellow Republicans say McCarthy's plan doesn't go far enough in cuts. They also oppose raising the debt ceiling, even to cover U.S. debt already accrued and stop the U.S. from going into default. Democrats don't support it because of those cuts. President Biden says he'll veto it. Tony Rahm is Congressional Economic Policy Reporter at The Washington Post. Welcome back, Tony.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And so if it only takes a handful of Republicans to tank this bill, does it look now as if McCarthy is going to get it passed?
It takes potentially four Republicans specifically to tank this bill. But at the moment, all signs suggest that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has the votes he needs to proceed. Otherwise, Republicans wouldn't be talking such a big game right now publicly about holding this vote as soon as today. Now, that being said, I've covered Congress for a long time. We've all seen how these things play out. Sometimes you have to bring the bill to the floor to really find out where you stand, and things can turn ugly. But Republicans are suggesting that they have the votes that they need to move forward on this bill, which they see as essential to forcing the White House to negotiate over the debt ceiling and spending cuts.
Okay, we'll take that in a second. But just a reminder, because there is a lot at stake here, including, you know, America's reputation for paying its debts. But a reminder, to get the votes to become Speaker, we all remember that, Kevin McCarthy agreed to allow a single lawmaker to force a vote to oust him. And some of the same Republicans who opposed him then are raising questions about his plan. So could more than the bill, could his job be in jeopardy?
We're certainly not seeing any indication right now that Republicans are looking to challenge McCarthy's speakership, even after those 15 rounds of voting that we saw earlier this year that handed him the gavel. Now, if this bill fails, we could be having a different conversation. But at least for right now, the consensus among most moderates and most conservatives within the GOP is that McCarthy has done what they have asked him to do, that he has put forward this legislation that really challenges the White House and takes advantage of the debt ceiling deadline to get a number of longtime policy priorities that have been stalled on the behalf of the GOP.
Well, let's talk about some of that. McCarthy's plan calls for cutting spending by $4.5 trillion. And, for instance, would have rolled back some Democratic clean energy tax credits, which, on the face of it, probably sounded like an appealing idea to some of the conservative Republican lawmakers. But this was part of that late-night deal-making. Yes, McCarthy proposed cutting clean energy subsidies, but apparently, you know, seemed to forget that it was Republicans who were growing things like corn that would have received those subsidies. Explain what happened.
Yeah, this is a really complicated situation, but remember, it all hinges on the debt ceiling, which is the ability for the U.S. to borrow money to pay for bills that it has already incurred. That's money that both parties have already spent, whether it's the tax cuts from Republicans or the more recent projects put forward by President Biden. If Congress doesn't act, the U.S. defaults, and that could cause a recession. And so that's what's allowed Republicans to use that deadline as leverage to seek things like spending cuts for the next 10 years and a rollback of a number of President Biden's policies. And that's where the climate programs that you're talking about come in. One of the key elements here was the rollback of the Inflation Reduction Act, which included a number of programs to fight climate change, including tax credits for solar energy, biofuels, ethanol, things of that sort. But when Republicans went to repeal that as part of the original version of the legislation, lawmakers in the Midwest said, hey, wait a minute, hold up. This money helps our districts, too. Mm-hmm. And so the late night deal that we saw, saw Republicans take out those components. They're essentially going to protect some of these tax credits so that members who represent conservative districts aren't hurt by their own legislation.
Okay, and just to be clear, some say that the corn-based ethanol is not considered clean energy by a lot of experts. But just you speak of how the Republicans are trying to make this a negotiation. Democrats are saying this is not a place to negotiate spending. That's already happened.
Right. The argument from Democrats for quite some time has been you shouldn't haggle over the debt ceiling because the threat to the economy is immense, and that both parties are responsible for the roughly $31 trillion in debt that the U.S. has accrued. Now, under Republican leadership, when President Donald Trump was in office, Republicans repeatedly raised the debt ceiling, and they didn't make any sort of fiscal demands of President Trump. And Democrats, who were in the minority at the time, didn't do so either. Yeah. They took action before the deadline. And so that's why Democrats say that this is so hypocritical this time around, right, because Republicans aren't providing the support that they did in the past.
The Washington Post's Tony Rahm, thank you. We'll keep you close over the next few hours. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.